Okay, so let the fun begin. If I had my bells, I'd go bung, but I'm just going to go bung, bung, bung. So here's what I thought we would do. If as we're doing it, it isn't working out, you let me know and we'll do it differently. But I put everybody's name on a little piece of paper like this, and I put in this little thing, which has a little chakra on it. Dina gave it to me years ago. It's got, it says, I know. It's a symbol of the crown chakra. Everything you've learned. Because I thought, if I start at the beginning of the alphabet, then that's Ramon. If I start at the end of the alphabet, it's Kelsey. And it's always that way. So I thought, oh, why don't I just draw names? It'll be random. And we'll do three and three and three, okay? And before we start, I'm going to show you this. This is what you are going to receive in an email. Once I have everybody's stuff, right? And there are a few of you, several of you got me a lot of stuff here right at the end. But I just need some time to go through and make sure you've got your, I've got all your notes and I've got all the stuff and I've got all, you know, all the things you missed and I got your last beginning assignment class. Got to make sure I got all of that. And once I do, I'll send you your certificate, right? And so the one you're going to get in email looks like this. Can you see that? It's a pretty little thing. And then at the same time, I'm going to mail you one that looks like this. Got a little certificate cover and it's got a little this. And this one I'll actually sign, has my signature on it. Okay. Whereas the other one has the, okay. And so hopefully you all have, do you all have your little packages nearby? Cause those are your little, everybody gets those for being in the program. That's like a graduation gift, right? The certification is, once I know we've got everything fulfilled. So yeah, Brenda.
My box is still out in another room. Should I get it now or on the next break?
I think we'll do it on the next break so everybody can get it. And then we'll just open it all at once because it is kind of the same thing. But at least we'll open it together. How's that? And so when I drew the name for the first person, I got Kathleen. And what I thought I'd do is I'm going to share what, if this is okay with y'all. And I looked through them and I think most of them are okay. I have these little folders for you. I made a folder for every one of you, right? And in the folder, where's Kathleen? Here she is. I have your application where you wrote down, what do you hope to gain from participating in this course? And so I thought what I would do is we'd share that. I'll share that. And if it feels like something might be a little iffy, I'll paraphrase. And then what I want to, and then I'm going to share me, how, what I, my feelings about you. And then if we could each of us, just a few words of acknowledgement, appreciation, a memory, something, you know, so that we have this sense of us. Because I have no way to tell you, you guys do not understand what an incredible group you are. You are not your normal group. This has been quite, quite magical. And you as a group, have created something really special. And I've been more than honored and in awe walking this with you. So Kathleen, it says, what do you hope to gain from participating in this course? And you said, to deepen my own practice and knowledge of all the tools so I can bring this information to my family and clients, the ripple effect. And so what I wanted to share with you, Kathleen, was that there are a lot of people who start this path. But But I don't know that I've met anybody who has come into it with the, what is the word I'm looking for? The sincerity and the wholehearted, I'm going to do this. And when it, and your gift of willingness to do the work, to go deep, because you do go deep. It's like this has dovetailed so beautifully with everything else you've always done. You're a healer. You've always been a healer. And so as I've watched you over these last few years, it's like that thing, healer, heal thyself. It's like you've been healing yourself. And in that healing, you are able to now bring this to your clients, to your people. And I have watched you consciously, constantly come back to change me, come back to change me, come back to change me. And it's the growth you've made since, remember when you first came in and you didn't know if you were going to retire. You want to leave the job, right? This is few years ago. And to who you are now, the kindness, the humility, the sincerity that you bring to your interactions with your daughter, with Vince, with us, is quite inspiring. And I am more than joyed to know that you will be taking this, everything we do, and bringing it in your way, in your beautiful, beautiful Kathleen comfort with, you know, the energy side of life, which, as you know, I don't teach the same way you do, right? There are a lot of things that I stay away from. You just go there, girl, and you just go there now and bring all of this to this. And I know you're going to be a beautiful blessing to your clients, to every life you touch. It's your, and I, every single one of you, but Kathleen, your authenticity now, right? You're you. You're you. You're not pretending to be anybody else. And this is the main thing we can do moving forward. So Kathleen, it's been a joy watching you transform over these years. And I'm excited to learn and hear how you carry this forward with your people.
Thank you. I don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
Just very emotional. I've been having, I've been sick, had a lot of downtime. Yeah. So, that just means a lot to me, Karen. It really means a lot. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, my dear. And so what do you think? Did you deepen your own practice and knowledge of the tools so you can bring this information? Did you? Do you feel
I still got a lot to learn. It made me realize that too. No, I didn't remember what I wrote. So that's interesting. Yeah. Yeah. I've been reading, while I've been sick, I finally have been reading, Autobiography of a Yogi.
Oh.
So that's been some amazing. It's given me that downtime to really dive into that. And, this journey has, I don't even know what to say. It's been incredible, and I'm really looking forward to next year just to see what more there is.
Oh, you're going to do level 2?
I'm pretty sure that's my plan. Yeah.
Oh, lovely. Lovely. Lovely.
So this has just been, I don't know, for me, it's been incredibly deepening this past year, and to get to know everybody else and just, a broader perspective of, backgrounds and perspectives. And, you get stuck in your own, I don't want to say rut. I guess it's a rut, or, the people that you generally hang out with and different mindsets and different thinkings. This is, I hope I am explaining that right. It's just been amazing. Everybody brings just something different, and it's really been amazing to watch everybody in class too as they've changed and grown and unfolded. So
let's open it up. If anybody wants to add anything, and I think next time around, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read what you said. I'm going to let you respond to that. Then I'll talk. because that wasn't fair. Kathleen's just kind of trying to process everything I said, and I'm asking her to answer a question. That's not fair. So would anybody else like to, Lisa, start us off.
Kathleen, for me, I know that I have been on the receiving end of your healing and your lived experience and everything, and I am so grateful. I couldn't have gotten through this program if you didn't intervene early on and see past the barriers of reaching out for help and seeing past the barriers of even knowing there was an issue, and you bravely helped and you continue to help. And I am just so thankful for you. I am so blessed. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Kathleen, I wanted to tell you that, I mean, there's so many things, you know, I could take up a lot of time talking about what you bring to this, have brought to our group here, but I will boil it down to this, is that your laugh, to me, your laugh embodies like everything that you are. And to me, it does. And it's like, it's kind and sweet and it's humble and it's lifting. It's so beautiful. And here's the thing that gets to me is that my Ishta is a new Ishta for me this year, and my Ishta doesn't speak. She laughs. That's all she does, and giggles. And when I hear my Ishta, it's like hearing your laughter, and it is the sweetest sound to me. Like, I love it so much. So I just, every time you laugh in this class, it just like, I get really happy.
All right.
Ishta twinkles.
Yes.
That's funny.
Well, I feel like I'm going to be crying through everybody's, but
I know. It's really hard.
You, I think from day one in this program, have been such a voice of authenticity for me. And you just show up so vulnerably, emotionally, as your whole self. And that gives me so much permission to do the same. And I'll always cherish the time we had together when we got to have our little date. And you're always going to be this like elder sister healing figure in my life. I'm so grateful for you and everything you share with us.
Thank you. I'll see.
And Kathleen,
excuse me.
Yes, your authenticity and courage. I really admire that. I mean, I thank you for sharing that with us. And I think the word is urgency. Is this the right word? Someone being ardent? Ardent.
Ardent. Ardent.
I've heard this term from Kriyananda, that this is one of the most important quality on the path. And thank you for, I don't know, embodying it for, I mean, I can see what that means through you. So thank you. In a such a playful way, there is the sincerity without seriousness, you know. So thank you.
It's sure too. I was trying to think of the words, and the words that came to me were confidence, even through sometimes your tears. But I really do like the courage, the ardency. I think that's the way we're pronouncing it, right, Karen? Ardency.
Yeah.
So it's remarkable just to see you share and to be you. So thank you for having the confidence to do that.
Well, thanks for the space to do that, you guys. This is just, this is so weird just to even hear this stuff. Thank you.
Kathleen, I think I told you this already, but I think one of the biggest regrets that I had about the retreat was not having you there. Cause I remember early on, I was like, when I found out you weren't going to come, it really affected me. I was like, man, it's one of the people I really, really wanted to talk to. But I can tell you, I think what you're saying, what I really admire about you is that you are, and the word I would use is ferocious, but I mean that in a good way, in learning this stuff. I mean, you read a ton of books, you retain a lot of this knowledge and you embody this stuff. And I really, really appreciate it. And I see that and I try to copy that. I'm like, yeah, that's kind of, I've read a ton of books. I'm trying to be that way too. So I appreciate you kind of guiding that light, you know, going forward. So. We appreciate you very much.
Kathleen, I just appreciate the experience that you've brought. Kind of like you were talking about broadening your bubbles of people. You've just brought a very unique perspective for the group, and I really appreciate that.
Well, yes to everything everyone is saying, and just really love, love, love the heart-centeredness, openness, energeticness that you have shared with all of us. It, like everybody is saying, it's been a real light and a real gift, and it's amazing. You're amazing. Thank you. Yeah.
I don't know what to say except thank you so much. And this, I guess, couldn't have come at a better time right now. I've just been having a rough few days, just trying to recover. So I don't know what else to say right now. Thank you.
Well, you don't need to say anything else. We're going to do a little om for you. So let's just rub our hands. And then we're going to face our hands to the screen and we're just going to om her. Kathleen, you just receive. You just receive. Okay, ready? Inhale. Oh. I think we should have unmuted. I think it's going to be funky, but it's better. So let's unmute and let's do it again. Okay. It'll just be crackly and fun, but it'll be there. Okay. Let's, here we go. And inhale. All right. So next one, totally random. Let's see what we get. Lisa Pruzak. All right. Okay, now what did I say I was going to do? I'm going to read her thing, and then we'll ask her how it went, and then I'll say what I have to say, right? And then y'all talk. Okay. All right, so Kathleen is there. Let's find Lisa. Okay. All right. What do you hope to gain from participating in this course? A better understanding of myself, an improved ability to nurture and accept myself just as I am, improved patience and skills interacting with my immediate family, building strong nurturing skills to support myself when my spouse goes into flea mode, ability to enjoy things with the kids right now as Logan begins the process of detaching from the family. I want to be able to have great relationships with my adult children and my spouse when we become empty nesters. How'd you do? How are we on that?
That's pretty accurate. I think the piece about becoming an empty nester is it's gonna need some more work and more
building in. I think it's interesting that I felt all of those things happened, but I felt the best when I taught a class last Saturday to not immediate family, but to strangers, because I felt like it was something that was received. And right now I'm in a place where I don't feel like the family receives a lot of it just because of where they're at. And so that, interestingly enough, is what's like, I'm like, let's go. Let's do more of this. Let's teach. Let's share this stuff with people who are ready to receive it. So, yeah.
Well, Lisa, okay, I think you've been my student the longest of everybody here. And as we've mentioned, you know, you have informed stories. You have taught me so much as a teacher. And what I can say without any hesitation is that I have absolute confidence that you can take this forward as a teacher and share it. And partly because, well, for various reasons. One is that you do have an inner something that you listen to and that guides you and you listen. You're also incredibly willing. I can't even tell you how many times she looks at me like, huh? What? And then she goes ahead and does it anyways, right? And you remember shit. I mean, you remember this stuff. It's like, it's not like I say it and then it's like, it's, you know, a year later, you're like, what was that? You remember these things and you use them and you've been using them for years. And the Lisa today, there is a softness. There is a real sincere desire to show up in people's life as a benefit, as a beneficial presence, not what you wanted from them, which for Leo, I mean, that's a big thing, right? You want, there's a way you want the world to be, by golly, by God. And if it was just the way you wanted it, everything would be perfect. But you've really softened so much of that. And I think that the combination of your depth, your knowledge, your experience that you can bring forward, and not your experience. There's no, I know it all coming from you. You really come forward with I'm learning too. This is my experience and I don't necessarily have it all together. And I think that makes a really important, safe teacher, because when we're with people who we think are up here, then we can't, there's nothing for us. I can't be that. When I could never be Kriyananda, holy fuck, right? It's like, ah. So we need people who can go, oh yeah, you were where I was? You mean you were like me? And if I do this, maybe I can have some of your equanimity, your sense of humor, and so I think I have absolute confidence in you as a teacher going forward, truly. And I'm excited. I was excited to hear about your workshop and how well it went. I'm excited to know that you're out there helping to share this with others. So that's what I've got for you, sweetie.
Thank you. I'm excited too. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, to the crew.
So, Lisa, I met you the first time I met Karen. And that first class, yeah. Watching you move through your life through all these years and seeing you embrace your life has changed from the first, you know, our first few years together and to where you are now is remarkable. Like it's not like you're a different person. You're the same person, but you have just shifted. I think of it like this kind of twisted, not in a good way, like it's, like threads that have just spiraled around yourself in a, I don't know, it's like coming to know yourself, I guess. And in this very whole way, and seeing how you relate to your family now from where I first knew you is, it's like you're just whole. That's how I picture you. You're just whole because seeing all the things that you've been through that I've seen you go through and you approach it with so much love and compassion. It's just, it emanates from you. And I love watching that. I've loved seeing that happen for you. And I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
I loved knowing you.
Oh,
I've loved it.
Thanks for being a witness.
It's hard to listen, isn't it? I just wanted to say, through just witnessing through your, I think it was your dad, right? And your son. And again, too, even in all of your authenticity and bringing that stuff up, really, really helps. It really helped me. So I don't always want to talk about, you know, I mean, I was taught, we don't talk about the family, right? Everything's good behind closed doors. And I just remember when first, like, this goes for everybody, meeting everybody, I was thinking to myself, oh, they all seemed like they have a great life. What could, you know, possibly be going on? So again, just thank you for bringing all that and that authenticity up and just different, again, it's, for me, so many different perspectives I learned from everybody. And, you know, my kids growing up, just different perspectives. It's all I can, you know, I've been stuck for years thinking, well, of course everybody thinks this way, the same way I do. And that's not true. And I hope that made sense. So thank you.
Thank you.
I think Lisa, for me, the picture I see of you is when you were in Hawaii and it was dark and then you're sitting there and all of a sudden daylight comes and I said, that's kind of when I think of you. That's kind of the picture that I think of you as, but, to echo what some folks have said, I mean, just the vulnerability you showed with this stuff was happening with your dad. We were on the retreat and things were happening and you were just like, the fact that you were even able to function was incredible to me. And thank you for sharing, for allowing us to be part of that, process for you. Cause that really, I was like, wow, I can't believe she's going through this at this point and sharing this with us and sharing how she's feeling and even going through this process. So thank you. Thank you for that teaching. Actually appreciate it.
Thank you, Ramon.
Lisa, I just want to say I love your name. It's so nice. And I haven't gotten to know you very much this is the first time ever meeting you, but you have such a lightness and a humor as you meet life. And there's definitely a solid centeredness about you. I agree. And I think you have a beautiful spirit. Thank I would like to get to know you better in a real person. Fashion. I'm sorry we couldn't go to the retreat, but you have a very bright and happy face.
Thank you.
I'll go next. She really does. When I met Lisa at the retreat, she's so much brighter in person. Not trying to say anything, but your eyes, like, they pop in a way that, like, when we're on screen, they just don't. So. But I really enjoyed, meeting you at the retreat and you sharing so much about what was going on with your family. Like it made so much more sense that you would share there. So it made our other stories, our other teachings kind of fit together a little bit better for me.
Thank you, Laura.
Okay, I'm going to hop on. Yeah. Oh, Lisa, there's a lot of things I want to say, but the fact that Karen reminds us that you're a Leo all the time feels so fitting to me, because I just really experience you as like this fierce mama lion. And I hope that's not a weird thing to say, but kind of like April was talking about Kathleen's laughter. I don't even need to hear your laughter to just see you on the other side of the screen. I mean, like, just take it. And the way you show up with your humor and just you like roll with what life is throwing at you. And you just have this sense of like, I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to show up for it. And here we are. Like, oh, it gives me courage to step into the world and that things will be okay. So thank you for being you.
Thank you. Thank you. These are not descriptors any of you guys would have said about me 10 or 11 years ago. I mean, I know that seems like a long time, but.
Well, I've known Lisa off and on over the years, not as long as April. Cause I think you were sort of out of the mom or didn't come to the Monday moms or whatever when we all started, but we've done some workshops together and I just have always thought that you were someone I wanted to know better. So this class has let us do that.
Yes.
But I just really appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. And I you.
Thank you, Brenda. There's obviously a lot. I think your the tears says way more. We got it. Yeah. So is that everybody? Then oh, Agnieszka, yeah.
So I think what I was, you know, the description came to my words, but to my mind. But what Kelsey said about you being Mama Lioness, it's perfect, because you have such confidence, unshakable confidence, combined with this knowing how to nurture. When you would, and the way you described your 4-week class or 6, I was blown away with how you knew what people need, how you knew what would make things available. And it comes from caring, from deep, deep caring. Well, yes, thank you for bringing that and sharing it with us.
Thank you.
Yeah. Agnieszka, that well said. I mean, I think, Lisa, you have a deep, deep, fierce heart that cares enormously. Cares enormously. And so with that, let's own you. So you just receive it. So unmute you guys, because it's still better unmuted, even though it's funky. Okay, so everybody unmuting. There we go. All right. Here we go. Oh. Namaste. Beautiful. So I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to call Kathleen, and I mean this with respect and awe, so don't take it the wrong way. I'm going to call you my fearless woo-woo person. Because you're willing to go where Karen dare not go. And so you're going to carry all of this into that world where you uninhibitedly speak of the energy behind everything, right? I still speak human. You speak moving forward, taking it forth, right? So, and I think we're going to call Lisa my lion-hearted. What did I write down? Oh, you know what? I realized, Lisa, you're like the lion heart that is actually part of the pack. You're not the lion leading. You're the lion heart that's with all of us. You are right here with us. inspiring us, letting us know that you're just like us and you can go through hard stuff. So can we. So Lionheart, part of the pack. Okay. So part of the pride, I guess it's called, isn't it? So, all right. One more and then we'll take a break. Ready? Laura. All right. All right. So Laura. Here we go. This is what Laura wrote. Hold on. What do you hope to gain from taking this course? I hope to gain a deeper understanding of myself and my interactions with others. I want to gain confidence with me being me. How did it go?
I think it's still a work in progress.
Has there been progress?
I do think that there's been progress. It's still so hard to do though.
Which part is still so hard to do?
The having confidence. It's been interesting to see like just differences in interactions and kind of like, you know, when someone's upset, just like letting them be and your advice about, you know, our about kids and, you know, that they needed me as a parent has been me as I've been more confident in not like coddling my kids. Like, no, they needed me as me, not the coddler, or they would have had another mom or something like that.
Yes. So. Laura. Yes. Yes. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I want to say is I do not have the words to describe how much joy it has brought me to watch you discover the potential within you. When we started, it's like you knew something was there. It didn't necessarily come easy, right? I mean, especially this stuff about get in your body. What is the sensation? These things. But the tenacity, you've just kept coming back and coming back because there's something of extraordinary value for you here that you saw, right? And watching you keep showing up and showing up, I can't tell you how many times we'd be in something, she goes, I didn't feel it. I don't know. And a lot of people would give up and just say, well, this isn't for me. But no, Laura didn't give up. Laura kept showing up. And what's happened is that Laura, watching you find your own way into these teachings, into these, the principles that we can start to live by, and your willingness to really, I mean, Laura, you've implemented this on some really profound levels with your marriage, with your children. I mean, you've been through some shit in the last few years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the shift I have witnessed in you has been one of the great delights of my last few years. To see you grow from the uncertainty, the not quite wanting to say it out loud, to being able to say it and own it. And be you. And I still think of this is what I think of. I hope this is okay to say, because this is what this is a symbol of it, is going into a Starbucks and getting stuff for everybody else, but not for you. Cause you didn't feel like you could, to now being in a partnership with Matt, her father of her children, in a way that is not conventional, but that works for you. It's like you went in and you said, I'm getting a this, and this. And you ordered it and you owned it and you took it. And that's what I've watched you do with Matt, with Bella, with Pollux. And I have an enormous amount of respect for you. And I still think, I don't know if you're planning on teaching, but I think we need teachers like you who don't talk as much as I do, who say less and say just as much, say less. And I think that there is a real kindness and empathy about you that comes through those fewer words that we need teachers like you. So I hope you teach. I really hope you come and teach. So that's what I've got. But I'd love to open it up to everybody else.
Thank you.
Hey, Karen, I don't think we let her say what she got, what she sought out to get out of the program.
She did, but in just a few words.
Okay.
Didn't you, Laura?
I think so.
Yeah, she did. I filled in because she said so few words. I filled it in. Yeah.
Thank you, Karen.
Yeah. See, Ramon, she's so understated that it can pass under the radar a little bit, you know? Yeah. I mean, because Laura is an observer, right? She's more of the observer sit back. So, yeah. So.
With that, I think I can start then.
Okay. All right.
I think what I really love about Laura is, I mean, some folks have this smile that kind of are very calming. And Laura, you have that for me. So luckily you get on a little bit earlier most times. So I get to observe that. And that's really calming to me. But I think Karen touched on this, but I really appreciate you is your willingness to just kind of go towards, you know, the unknown and tackle that, you know, and I've seen you grow throughout, like seeing things like this is uncomfortable, but stepping into it anyway. I've seen you do that during this course and on the Tuesday, some of the Tuesday things that we do, but just with the willingness to just move forward. And I think that's a big strength. So yeah. So thank you for showing me that. Cause I'm uncomfortable with a lot of things too. So, so seeing you do it, like, well, she's doing it. I can do it. Yeah. So, but thank you.
It's interesting that you say that because my thought of you, Laura, when I think it is this very confident, very knows. It's just interesting to hear what Karen had to say from the past. Cause I would have always just, you've got this great big smile and this sort of, and this confidence and this, in the way that you share your emotion and too, and very, I don't know how to describe it in a matter of a fact way, but, I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but it was awesome to watch. And I would have never known you were having personal problems until towards the end of this class when somebody said something about your marriage or whatever. I mean, just the way you carry yourself. I don't know it.
Well, I'm going to channel that confidence that you see.
I just see this very confident, radiant person. Yeah. So thank you.
Thank you.
Laura, sorry, Anushka. You okay? Okay. Similarly, I mean, I think that your countenance has affected, I think, everyone. And that's the first thing that I met you like, what, two retreats ago. And, but then really getting to just look at your face for extended periods of time through this class. And that's whenever I look at you, I have this overwhelming sense of peace. Like you have a way of holding space for someone that is really unique to me because your face is so kind and your presence is so gentle. I think that you don't need a lot of words and you still convey that. And so I don't know if you're able to turn that inwards and do that for yourself, but I know what you do for other people. And that is that sense of just, I feel so safe with you. I feel like I'm embraced by your warmth and by your just this gentle smile that you seem to always have. And it's really affecting. So I appreciate that. Every single time we're in class, I look forward to just looking at your beautiful face.
Thank you.
So I, Laura, thank you for being here, and just what Kathleen and, oh my gosh, April said, confidence. I mean, I always felt it from you. But also you're, for me, you're, I don't know, the moment I saw you, especially in person, I felt, oh, you're like a mom. I don't know. There is this softness and warmth, but also that a person who knows, you know, like a child with a mom. I did not feel like a child, but what April said, just your presence without words is just so warm and soft, like that blanket, you know, like I think Lisa used that blanket, that soft and fuzzy blanket. That's what you, that's the vibration I sense from you. So thank you for that. Thank you for, you know, embracing all of us, I guess, in that warm and fuzzy feeling that you are. Thank you.
Thank you. I do drive a station wagon too, so I am like the complete mom.
Well, I will add that Laura and I got to be roommates at the retreat, and I've learned over the years how to be a better roommate at a retreat. So you got that, Laura. And I'll just share a funny story because we're both Capricorns, right, Laura? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. We probably couldn't be more different when I took a picture of our room one day. She doesn't know this, I don't think. And Laura Capricorn had pulled all her bedding up every morning, neat and tidy. Looks like she hadn't even slept there. And Brenda Capricorn, blankets everywhere, sheets everywhere, like my stuff scattered all over. And it's like, and that's how we coexisted during the retreat. But it was really, I don't know why that just struck me one morning. So. I thank you for being that, you know, that roommate and getting to know you. So. Mm-hmm.
It's been fun having another Capricorn in this group. So.
And Laura, I've never met you before. This is the first time I got to meet you too. And my impression was you were kind of apprehensive at first, and it's been nice to see you, gain the courage to become you and to go into those uncomfortable places that maybe didn't make sense at first. And you just had faith and went, okay. And you stayed steady and calm. And I appreciate that about you. And I do agree with Karen, the less words, I mean, they still say so much when you speak. So thank you.
Thank you.
Laura, I just, again, going on what everyone else says, especially, you know, being able to be with you in person in retreat, that I just found myself, you know, coming up to you. You felt like you were being stalked. I don't know. And just being by you, right? It didn't have to be a ton of talking, but just being near. So the fact that you bring that just, I think that's just so wonderful and lovely that you just bring that into a space. So know that you create that for other people.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I can say anything that hasn't been said, but I just want to, you know, how many tenth what everyone has said, to say that your steadiness, calm, presence, just, it's such a comfort to know that we can move that way in the world and just be. And it just like comes off you in waves. And I also was so surprised to hear finding that confidence, because to me, that's what you embody. It's like just pure presence in yourself. And it's really soothing. So thanks for being you.
Thank you. I'm really glad this is recorded because then I can go back and watch it.
Yes.
So
isn't it
so insightful? Thank you.
Laura, isn't it wonderful to hear that there's some common threads of calm, steady, confident? Because we know what can go on in there, right? And this is this group's perception of you. I think that's a testament to all the work you've done. And so here's what how I think of you. And it's hard to put into words how I think of you. Whereas we got Lisa is the lion-hearted part of the pride, right? And Kathleen is my fearless woo-woo sharer, you know, healer, fearless woo-woo healer. Laura, there's this saying that the gods, you know, the gods come in through the back door. In other words, all the stuff you think, you know, this glitz and everything going on in front of your life that you think it's all about, right? The stuff that really matters, that really changes your life, comes in quietly, steadily, through the back door, in something you hardly even notice, and it literally shifts the course of your life, right? Hmm. And you're that. You're that. You're that understated energy that comes in, but has the power to calm and steady and hold space for people. And so what I wrote down is, Laura, you're our understated, since you're not a guy, I'm not going to call you a god. I'm going to call you the understated goddess with tenacious depth and strength. That's my name for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's om our Laura. All right. Understated goddess with tenacious depth and strength. Here we go. Kathleen, did you unmute? Oh, wait.
There.
All right. All right. Inhale. Oh. Namaste, sweet one. Namaste.
That's powerful. Thank you so much.
See, as we go through this one by one, do you see how remarkable this group is? I mean, this is a remarkable group. So let's take a 10-minute break. So we come back at, say, 35. We're at 25. Come back at 35. And so this group will have Kathleen and Lisa and Laura, and then we'll see our three for the next group, and we'll just kind of record it in little increments like that. How's that? All right. See you in 10, everybody.